Good afternoon, Blind Cool Tech. My name is Mark Lee. Today is October 30th, 2006. And I've been listening to these space tour podcasts on Blind Cool Tech for a while. And I decided that I wanted to do one. Well, that it was about time for me to do one. So, here I am, standing outside my apartment, getting ready to go in. Excuse the wind noise here, it's getting a little clippy, and we'll be inside in a minute, though. So let's go ahead and get started. Just walked in to my apartment through the only door. Some places have two, well, this one has one. So if my back is facing the door, I am in the living room. To the left is the kitchen, which we will explore first. Now, the first thing you come to on the kitchen on the left-hand side is a table. It's supposed to be a kitchen table, which, you know, you usually eat off of and things, but that never happens. I don't lead a normal life. So there's all kinds of things on here, such as junk mail and... Oh, looky. There's a Braille book here. What does it say? It says, Owner's Manual, Iowa Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. Ooh, nice. So, among other things, there's that, and there are cups here on the table, which you'll know why in a second. So, right next to the table is a little... water cooler that I, you know, that's got the 5 gallon water jugs that sit on the top, and you get nice cold water. And I have to say, this water is very, very good water, and I think I'm going to get some right now because I'm just a bit thirsty. Please pardon it. Moving on from the cooler to the right of the cooler is the thing you find in most kitchens, a trash can. Yeah, which is kind of full right now, it needs to go out. And there's a broom here and a mop and that kind of stuff. And the garbage can is right up against the kitchen counter, which is... On the extreme left of the counter is a George Foreman grill, which is awesome. I tell you what, cooking burgers and things like that got much, much easier with the invention of the George Foreman grill. I tell you that much. Right next to the George Foreman is my awesome little microwave. It's got Braille on it, so I can tell what's going on. To the right of the microwave is a sink. And the one thing I don't like about these apartments is they don't have double sinks. Ugh. It really, really drives me crazy. But it's okay. It makes up for not having a double sink by having a dishwasher. Which... Is it empty? Yeah, I think it's empty. I unloaded it this morning. On the right-hand side of the sink is a little deep fryer thing. Which is really cool. Deep frying food has become much easier with this thing. You know, it's got a little basket in it, and then it's got a lid you put down on it and everything. It's not like frying on over one of those over the stove or whatever. It's really nice. And then that's the end of the counter, and there's a wall, and then if I turn around, I am in my refrigerator. See if there's anything good in here. There isn't much of anything in here at the moment. It's the end of the month, and kind of running low on food, but that's okay. Nothing good in the freezer either. So, what are popsicles doing in here? I have no idea. I don't eat those things. Above, on top of my refrigerator, if you... I'm sure you can hear this humming noise. That is my ionizer that is made by EcoQuest. And what this thing does is it produces ozone, and it's blown out. It's got two little glass plates in there that produces ozone, and it is put out by a fan. So I'm going to turn the fan down so you can hear the actual hiss of the ozone. See, that is the sound of the ozone. It's being produced, and then that is the sound of the fan. It pulls air in through the back of the machine, and it blows the air out again in the front that has ozone in it. And what ozone does is it purifies the air. It smells really good in here, as a matter of fact. To the right of the refrigerator is another little small counter space, and on it we got a nice coffee pot, which is really cool because you put your cup under it, and there's a little button thing you press, and it just gives you coffee. That is really cool. It's got sugar and creamer and that kind of stuff. The things people normally drink in coffee. To the right of the little counter space is a stove. Standard four burner with an oven, broiler, that kind of thing. Nothing really fancy about it. It's just a stove. That's pretty much it for the kitchen. So I'm going to go back to the front door, and I'll show you my living room. Now, if I go to the right, you can hear my air conditioning running. Nice, huh? You go past that, and there's a little end table here that is next to a couch. And the end table's got stuff on it. Deck of cards, a lamp, charger base for one of my cordless phones, which really doesn't work, and I don't know why. I'm actually very upset about that, but oh well. Next to that is, like I said before, is the couch, which this couch may not look very pretty simply because it wasn't new when I got it, and it was in pretty bad shape. Looked pretty bad when it was given to me by someone who was moving. But the upside to that is the couch is very broken in, and is very, very comfortable, I really have to say. On the other side of the couch is another end table that matches the one on the other end, with a lamp and various odds and ends on it. In front of the couch is a coffee table, which is really cool. It's got these marble insets. This table's got four of them, and it sits in a wooden frame. It looks really, really nice. Its table's in really good shape, and surprisingly enough, I only got that for $5 at a state auction. That is so cool. If you go beyond that, you come to a recliner, rocker recliner, which is really, really neat. I'm not quite sure what color it is, but it's very comfortable all the same. And to the left of the recliner is some of those stackable plastic tubs that... What does it have in here? Oh. A bag of Tootsie Rolls. Nice. And a bag of Peppermints. Ooh. That is nice. And to the left of that is the entrance into the hallway for the bedrooms and the bathroom, but we won't go there just yet. I want to show you the other thing that's in here, the living room. Directly in front of the couch is an entertainment center. Now, on top of the entertainment center is my Panasonic stereo. It's 360 watts. 5-disc CD changer. It's an awesome machine. Puts out very, very good sound. The only thing I don't like about it is, since I live in an apartment, I really can't turn it up as loud as I want, which really is boring because I love loud music. But oh well. Enough about that. And for those of you who think that an entertainment center is supposed to look neat and have knickknacks on them, well, you'll be very, very disappointed if you ever come to my house, because it's literally, my entertainment center is literally just full of miscellaneous odds and ends, tapes, CDs, you name it, it's probably in here somewhere, which is too bad. I really should get this cleaned up at some point. The place for the TV, there is no TV in here. There's a box with, I don't know what's in it. I don't even want to look at it. So that is the entertainment center for what it is. For what it's worth, I guess I should say. Okay, now let's explore the other part of the apartment. I'm in the hallway now. Directly on the right here is a door for the furnace, which you really don't need to... Whoops. Why won't it close? There we go. You don't really need to go in there, but there's the door. And continuing right, turn a little corner, and you will walk into a bedroom. Hi, welcome to the bedroom. This is currently shared by myself and my girlfriend, but she isn't here right now because she's gone off to training. Anyhow. Well, on the left-hand side, on the left-hand wall, as you go into the bedroom, there is a desk. Standard desk with drawers and that kind of thing in there. A chair. To the right of the desk, there's an empty space where a computer used to be. It's not there anymore because my girlfriend took it to training with her. And come to a window, which, hey, the sun is out very, very bright, as a matter of fact. And the mini blinds are kind of broke. There are a couple of slats missing that I'm going to have to get replaced one of these days. And right under the window is what we call, well, it's a futon really, but folds out into a double bed, which is actually pretty comfortable. You put a mattress pad on it and have nice sheets and things. It's not as hard as it could be. It's pretty comfortable and I'm used to it. There's also a ceiling fan in here, which is on, by the way, on high. And let's see, what else is in here? At the foot of the bed, there's a bunch of backpacks and bags with miscellaneous things and whatnot. I know I keep a messy house. It's not as messy as some people's that I've seen, but it's... My philosophy is I like a little homely clutter, if you know what I mean. And let's see, along this wall here is another little... is a set of plastic stackable drawers that you can buy at Walmart. And on top of it is a CD player / radio. And if you do this... Oh, bummer. It's not plugged in. Oh well. That's okay. But that's what it is. It's there, trust me. Moving on and beyond that, there is my girlfriend's closet, which I will not open at this time. And to the right of the closet is a dresser with various things that you would expect to find in a dresser, such as cologne and deodorant, that kind of stuff. And also on the dresser is a little, small little TV, which is this.
1692, Bridget Bishop becomes the first witch to hang in Salem Village.
Right. And to the right of the dresser is my closet, which is I really don't want to open right now. That's pretty much it for the bedroom. So let's just go out of here. And directly to the right is a linen closet. Isn't that neat? I call it a linen closet. Well, it's pretty much got anything and everything in here. Anything from cleaning supplies to laundry detergent and fabric softener to soap to toilet paper to towels to sheets, that kind of thing. It's a nice little closet, I guess. So that's it for that. To the right of the, if you go past the linen closet, you'll find another doorway, which is the doorway to the second bedroom. I have turned it into an office. The only things that are actually in here that are worth noting is right to the left of the door as you go in is a little plastic milk crate. It's got my Vonage router and it's got my cable modem in there. And I did that because I wanted to A, keep them off the floor, and B, sort of keep them organized and together. And the milk crate seems to work out pretty well. There is another closet in here because it's a, you know, most people would use it for a bedroom, but it's sort of a place to put miscellaneous things, boxes, things we really don't use but we still want to keep anyway. You go beyond that and there is another window. And underneath this window is a filing cabinet. Again, that's got junk in it. On top of the filing cabinet, I have an HP LaserJet 1200 printer, which is currently broken. Which is really, really disappointing because I would love to use this printer, but I can't. To the left of the filing cabinet is my desk. I just got this desk last month. It's really, really nice. It's an L-shaped desk with drawers. Really, really nice. On top of the desk, I got such things as some of my school books, stapler, scanner, external hard drive, my laptop computer, microphone and stand, and what is this? An old set of keys, which I don't know why they're there, and I don't know what they're for. And also, I have a little Sharp talking calculator that does this.
It's 2:09 p.m.
Haha, it's 2:09. There's also a Canon i350 color printer over here, inkjet, which it works pretty good. And there's also a cordless phone base in here. Cordless phone / answering machine, which does this. Did someone call? I'll have to check that later. And then there's a chair for my desk and other books and that kind of thing. There's also this neat little organizer thing that it's got places for pens and for pencils and other odds and ends, paper clips, and it rotates and it makes this little noise like this. I always thought that sounded sort of like a turbo prop plane, but I'm weird like that. So that's pretty much it for the office. There's another ceiling fan in here, which is really nice. If you go out of the office and take an immediate right, you will be in our one and only bathroom. Lovely, isn't it? Compared to the rest of the apartment, this bathroom is actually very, very tiny. If you guys, most hotel bathrooms is only just big enough for a toilet, a sink, and a bathtub with a shower curtain, which is pretty much what this bathroom is. I mean, it works pretty good, but, and I really don't need all that big of a bathroom anyway, but that is pretty much the size of the bathroom. And someone is beeping at me. And I will ignore it for now. Well, that's pretty much it for the tour of my apartment. I hope you guys enjoyed. If you have any questions, feel free to email me at kd5pgp@hotmail.com. That's Kilo Delta 5 Papa Golf Papa at hotmail.com. Oh my goodness. Well, I guess I better answer this call. But I really enjoyed doing this, and I hope you guys enjoy listening to this. And like I said, please email me if you have any questions. And I will hopefully be making some more podcasts later on with some better equipment. I have an iRiver H120 right now, and I'm just using the internal microphone, so the recording is in mono. But I hope to get that fixed within the next month or two. So, hopefully, the next podcast I do will be in stereo, which is what I prefer anyway. But 73 is for now, and I hope all of you guys have a good day.